To understand Randy Owen's story, you got to begin with Alabama, the state, but also the country music group, his band for three decades. Randy Owen grew up in Fort Payne, Alabama. He and his cousins, Teddy Gentry and Jeff Cook, spent the late 1960s playing at local parties, bars, and even an amusement park. Mark Herndon, the drummer, joined the trio a decade later, and the group, Alabama, went on to sell more than 73 million records, scoring 42 number one singles, songs like Love in the First Degree, Mountain Music, and The Closer You Get.
The closer you get, the further I fall. I'll be over the edge now in no time at all.
Alabama's hits were a mix of pop, country, and rock and roll. They paved gold record path for crossover stars like Dwight Yoakam and Garth Brooks. After a 2003-2004 farewell tour, Alabama retired from the road, but they're still working on solo projects. Randy Owen has just released his first solo CD. It's called One on One. He's also co-author of the book Born Country, How Faith, Family, and Music Brought Me Home. Randy Owen joins us from member station WHYY in Philadelphia. Thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
So what was it like to go back to writing and recording without all your old bandmates?
Well, the writing part of my life never changes because it's—that's just when the inspiration comes, or maybe you get a chance to co-write with people, which is an entirely different experience because you get a chance to, you know, they inspire you and hopefully you inspire them and you play thoughts off of one another.
Let me ask you about a track on this new CD.
Okay.
Song was written by Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Holding Everything.
Holding Everything.
My heart beats wild and deep. Every thought in my mind has your name on it. It's hard to breathe and I can't speak. Think of your love and just how much I want it.
I happen to think that there is not a better songwriter in the country. How did she come to write a song for you?
Well, she and I have the same hairdresser. Actually, Cheryl works more for Dolly, and Cheryl started telling me about this great song that Dolly was working on, and she said, oh my goodness, Randy, I can hear your voice on this song, and, you know, I don't know what Dolly's going to do with it or whatever, but she got permission from Dolly to bring the song over and let me hear it, and I really love the song.
Everything I can do, I'll do to prove it for as long as I may live. My love will be there for you to use it. And when I'm touching you, I feel a sudden change. When I'm kissing you, I taste the sun and rain.
Then we got to thinking about, you know, Dolly probably meant this as a duet the way she did it. I think they brought in three or four ladies to sing, see which voice was better or whatever. And the one I picked was the young lady that plays with me on tour, Megan Mullins. And so she and I sang the song together. And it's I'm very, very proud of Dolly's song and the way we did it.
You've been playing more or less, well, certainly since the time you were a youngster. But I'm thinking back to your days. Please tell us about... You played at a place called The Bowery in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Played for tips. Some of the toughest labor that I've ever done in my life. But when you have a reason in life and you feel like that you've got a shot to perform original songs and then you have a chance to, you know, every night we had a different audience, which is the beauty of The Bowery. You had people from West Virginia, New York, Indiana. So you got to try different songs every night and a different approach to entertaining people, and you had to entertain. So it was a great proving ground. We were the first country rock group to play there in the Grand Strand area. It was mostly R&B, soul, and beach music. It was a great place to learn and to learn to accept different genres of music.
You did have the chance at the Bowery to play with, was she the world's largest go-go dancer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful lady. Bouncing Betty.
You know, one of the things I enjoy about your book is that you write a lot about your feeling, your love of farm life.
Yes, absolutely.
And how important it is, you think.
It is super important.
That young people, at least some young people, find a life on the farm.
Absolutely, because what are we going to do? What are we going to do the day that we become dependent upon foreign food? And because we haven't done anything basically to prepare our country for, and as far as raising food and fiber for our country, we really haven't put a lot of emphasis on that.
And of course, you had, I gather you'd grown up in Alabama eating an awful lot of peas and okra.
When that's all you've got, that's all you can eat. But that was, that's the way I learned to live, and I learned to appreciate, the better things, if you will, in life. I'm not sure sometimes, even through all the success, how much better they are, because I lived on a farm in the rural area of northeastern Alabama on Lookout Mountain in DeKalb County, near one of the most beautiful places in the world, Little River Canyon. And that river is a huge part of my life and inspiration for songs. And I'm still very fortunate that I still live there.
Can we talk about love and marriage?
Sure.
Specifically,
that's
yours.
What I write about.
I know. Well, I'm going to make.
I love to write those mushy love songs.
Well, and I
romantic songs that keep marriages together and keep everybody excited about one another.
Well, thank you, because we love to hear them, and I think we're both talking our way to the same song.
Yeah.
But I ask because you were I think it's safe to say that rare famous figure in music that has a long term. Happy marriage.
I have a long marriage. It's been happy, most of the time.
Tell me about this song in line with love and marriage. Let's pretend we're strangers for the night. Let's listen a little bit.
Girl, put on that perfume that I bought you, and wear that sexy dress you never wear. I'll walk up and ask you for your number. You can act like you don't care. I'll tip the band to play our favorite love song and hold you close for a dance or two. Baby, let's create that perfect moment. Turn it on like we used to.
So have you done this?
excuse me. Have I done this?
Have you and your wife pretended to be strangers for the night? Were you just clearing your throat out of the mirror?
It's an interesting story. I mean, you want to hear the story about the song?
Of course I do, please.
Okay. Well, John Rich and I are with Shannon Lawson over at his place, and we're drinking some really good wine one afternoon. We're writing on another song, and it's really not going anywhere. So I don't know why. I started telling John the story about my brother-in-law, talking about he and his wife. And my brother-in-law had told me, he said, man, we're having problems getting pregnant. And you have any suggestions? And I was like, not really. I don't know what to say. And then I thought, well, yeah, why don't you do this? Have her go to the worst, meanest, nastiest bar in town and, have several drinks. You go in there, pretend you don't know who she is, that she's a total stranger, and then you get plastered along with her, and then y'all go to the worst, motel there is in town, and all the time that you're making love, be saying, God, please don't let me get her pregnant. And so then Shannon Lawson says, well, why don't we write that song? We're like, what song? He said, well, let's pretend we're strangers for the night.
And do you mind me asking, was there a happy resolution for the couple you gave such warm and loving advice to?
No.
Oh, all right.
That's another country song.
Let's pretend we're strangers for the night.
Mr. Owen, thanks so much. It's been nice talking to you.
My pleasure.
Randy Owen, his debut solo album is One on One, out now on Broken Bow Records. And his memoir, co-written with Alan Rucker, is Born Country, How Faith, Family, and Music Brought Me Home.
Let's pretend we're strangers for the night. Let me be your stranger tonight. stranger tonight.
To hear a full song from Randy Owens' album, One on One, visit nprmusic.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Sarah Beyer, Ontario Kelly, and produced by Justine Kennan, Elaine Heinzman, David Nogueras, and Susanna George. Our technical director is Burke Hunt, so ably assisted by Kevin Waite and Stacey Abbott, Kima Leskey, and Mary Glendinning, our reference librarians. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. Hey, producer Peter Breslow, he's got a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday. I'm Scott Simon.